Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shit. I thought that motherfucker had stopped. Hey! Look, today is the 3rd. New Year's was Sunday, so we don't count that day. New Year's was Saturday, so we don't count that day. And Sunday, I did a little something yesterday with, how y'all like Sheila? Hope y'all like her. I mean, now I'm going to tell you, she's going to be coming from a woman's point of view. And I'm not going to say every single thing she says is going to be, you know, coinciding with what I say. Because she did, I don't know if she said this the other day, I mean yesterday, but she said it to me the other day. You know, they sure got to listen. Well, come on now, that word listen is a hot one. Excuse me, I like to say you got to pay attention. Because some people hear that word listen, and they say, man, I ain't listening to no goddamn woman. I can understand that. But you have to pay attention. Because if you don't pay attention to what she's saying, you ain't going to know what she's talking about. And it's going to be like you're talking at her instead of to her. So that's my thing, just to make the distinction. Because, man, you know women, shit. Now, when she's talking to me, she's going to be proper. And I'm saying hopefully she's going to be proper when she's talking to y'all. No, not hopefully. I know she's going to be proper when she's talking to y'all. So just understand, she is a woman. So she's going to have a woman's perspective. Don't be blaming my black ass if you listen to some goddamn bitch shit and don't understand that you ain't no bitch. Because in reality, she's really going to be talking to women. But she's going to have hella shit that she can say that can help you motherfuckers too. You know, so, you know, that's like a touchy thing for me because, well, no, it's not. It's not touchy. I take that back. Hey, are you motherfucking about it? And if you are, let's get this shit started. It's the 3rd. We're supposed to be rolling. This video that I'm finna talk about now is about identity. You gotta have identity these days. You can't just be any motherfucker. Bodybuilders. Them motherfuckers have identities. They have identities of their own. Now, even though they're athletes, you don't think of no bodybuilders just running around the track and all that shit that most athletes do. I mean, they do that shit, but you don't think of them like that. They got certain clothes they wear. They got certain things they do. And these clothes and these things are established to, you know, to represent body, you know, bodybuilding. This is important to know. And the reason it's important because they believe if they are truly bodybuilders, they will do what bodybuilders do. They're not saying or believing that they could do what they want to do and be a bodybuilder. To be a bodybuilder, you must do what bodybuilders do. Now, that applies the same for architects or carpenters or any other professional who belong to a group of that same profession. Now, one of the major things, one of the major problems that men face today is their identity. You don't know who the fuck you want to identify with, which should be yourself. But most men have lost their identity because they don't truly believe in manhood. They'd rather be a jack of all trades. and a master of none. They'd rather be a rapper slash electrician or D-boy slash carpenter or some aspiring young pimp slash actor. You motherfuckers, you would rather be anything but a regular man. Hold on, man. I told you, I got hay fever. That shit fucks with me. I'm sorry, but I got to do that, man, because I get clogged up sometimes. But any motherfucking way, you would rather try to be me. You would rather try to be whoever. And every time you look in the mirror, you would actually see whoever you're trying to be. And you would never see you. Man, there's nothing wrong with wanting to become a celebrity. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with wanting to become elite. Especially if you got what it takes to become elite. But you got to know, as an individual human, every motherfucker can't be elite. Every motherfucker can't be a celebrity. And those of us who aren't, we should learn to be comfortable in our own skin. Because I ain't no fucking celebrity, but I think I am. And, oh my God. Hey, this is my, okay, I gotta take this call, you guys. You gotta give me a minute. Mondo, I'm you know I'm an instructor, man. I'm doing the show, but go ahead, tell me. I gotta hear it. Go ahead. Okay. How much? 260? Yeah, Mondo, goddammit. What about the other shit? All change or whatever I asked you for, I forgot.
Yeah, oil change,
buckle,
air pressure,
260.
Yeah.
All right, man. Just go ahead on and do it, man, because I'm doing my show. I can't argue about it, but whatever. Just do it. It's cool.
Okay.
All right, later. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry. But before I started this show, the reason I was rushing, because I took this car to drop it off, because Sheila needed some shit. But you know what? You know women. They be needing shit. You know what I'm saying? And then they sneak it in on your motherfucking ass. But I'm on my way home, and this, that, and the other is going on. And baby, you know, since I don't give a fuck about you, I want you to drive off the cliff and crash in the goddamn ravine somewhere. Now, that's what you fucking motherfuckers would say. But me, you know, whether I can stand it or not, I'm going to handle the motherfucking shit. Why? This came up here to see me. So I, oh, that's right. I'm paying for pussy. You motherfuckers are so fucking stupid to me. I remember I had this young bitch and some kind of way it got out. Maybe I said something about it. But anyway, some motherfucker, some kind of way, found out or heard or recorded, I don't know. But it was me talking to the bitch, bitch 26. And I'm telling the bitch, bring your little ass over if you want to. But if you do, I'm hitting that pussy, period. Now, what I'm saying is, I guess this motherfucker that was hearing this shit, or some kind of way overheard it, he ain't thinking about shit. But other than, because as I spoke to the bitch said, I would come over there right now, but I ain't got no motherfucking babysitter. Well, look, bitch, I'll handle the babysitter. I said that out of my mouth. And the bitch said, but really, I got no transportation. And the motherfucking nigga evidently would have said okay to that shit. Bitch, look, I'll call you an Uber. Hey, you got to understand, I'm 70. I'm finna go up in a 26-year-old motherfucker. Bitch, please, other than paying you for the pussy, I'm going to make sure you get over here. Hey, I don't give a fuck what you motherfuckers think that is. Because that ain't buying pussy to me. But if it is to you, good. Because you make me a trick. Because let me tell you motherfucking something. I don't know no pimp that didn't envy tricks. Why? Because these motherfuckers actually got a budget for pussy. Man, I sure wish I had money like that. Don't tell me, you motherfucking pimp niggas, you don't want to be a trick. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying you want to be a trick. I'm saying you envy them motherfuckers. Because who in the fuck got a goddamn budget for pussy? I don't give a fuck if you go to McDonald's and buy a whatever meal before you get the pussy. I mean, that's in your budget. But I'm saying motherfuckers actually have a budget that's like Monday. I want to go over and fuck Sally. So I have $100 I'm going to give her. And Thursday, I'm going to fuck Betty. And I got $100. They got that $200 every week. Man. If you don't wish you had money like that, you a goddamn fool. Man, I ain't saying you got to be a trick. I'm just saying pimps ain't no lying motherfuckers. And they don't be playing. Man, now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to be seen as a motherfucker that back pussy. But I would really love to be in the position to buy pussy. Fuck. You making enough money to take care of all your wife, all your bills, your husband, your wife or whatever, and got a budget for pussy, which means you ain't got to cheat. You know, you ain't got to lie to your woman. Well, maybe you got to tell her you're going to get your hair cut and go hit that pussy. I don't know what they be really be doing. I'm just saying, they got the money to do it. You pimp-ass motherfuckers, I dare one of you motherfuckers to call me and tell me you don't think that's fly. Not being a trick. Having enough money to budget that kind of shit into your schedule. Shit. Now let me tell you motherfuckers something else. It's like being a baseball player. If this motherfucking baseball player thinks he can, he's going to run. He got a base hit. And if he thinks he can, he's going to run to the base. But if he, let's say, want to sneak or want to take a chance, he can try to stretch that single into a double. So what I'm saying is, baseball have that in it. You can do it. Now, here you are. You're trying to stretch it into a double. Let's say you thought you could do it, but as you run and you see it looking a little difficult, how the fuck can you get around it? Baseball have sliding. You can slide. That don't guarantee shit, but it's better than running and just getting tagged. So a motherfucker slide. For him, it's a good thing to do because the game that motherfucker plays allows for his motherfucking ass to realize there come a time that you got to play it safe. And to the best of his ability, since he already hit the ball and he already running the doggone bases, the only thing he can do is try to avoid being tagged. So he's going to slide. Now, in the game of life, that is the fucking worst fucking way to look at what the fuck you doing. You will never have good fortune in any field you choose if one of them fields choose, I mean, excuse me, that one of them fields takes from the lifestyle of another field that you're in. Otherwise, if you want to be a rapper slash plumber, you're going to have to choose either one or the other. Now, to me, if you got two things you're doing, rapper slash plumber, those don't complement each other. But I think you can be a rapper slash author. I think you could do that. I'm just saying, if you choose something to be slash, it should complement your motherfucker. At least it should, well, okay, it should enhance your goddamn game. But at least, at the least, it should complement your damn game. You got to dedicate yourself to game and only game. My point. What I'm saying is you can't be a jack of all trades unless you have mastered at least one. If you have mastered one and now you're trying something else, and what you're trying is not taking away from what you mastered, then let's roll, man. You motherfuckers are sick to me. And I was listening to you motherfuckers listening to Sheila G. And there was a few calls. And man, I loved it. You know, you guys are interested in what she's saying. But at the same time, oh, she gonna get sharper. But see, you can't play me with the bullshit you was giving her. You run your fucking bullshit by her. And, of course, she ain't stupid, but she knew. So she wanna be liked. I'm getting her to understand. Not yet. She don't understand it yet, but she gonna understand. Fuck being liked. You don't need to be liked. You need to be believed. And that's why I'm rolling right now, today, like gangbusters, because motherfuckers believe me. And you gonna believe her, because this motherfucker ain't no joke. And I don't give a fuck if she's saying some shit that I might have said something totally different to. Now, when it come up, because she going to be on my shit, too. Not only is she going to have her own show, but she going to have, like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or whatever, on my different goddamn videos to talk about whatever, blah, 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 my next show, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I'm working it out. Because this is not 2021. I was doing that shit in 2021. I got to go to the next level. This 2022. We doing something different. And if you guys had any sense, you would make your motherfucking woman listen to this bitch. Because this motherfucker bringing it real. You ain't never seen no fine-ass motherfucker like her down there 60. Come on. My dick get hard. Hey, it get hard for pussy. But I'm saying it get just like a little bit hard for pussy. But then if you cute, it get a little bit harder. But it ain't really, 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 really hard unless I fuck with a cute motherfucking bitch that's down and dirty and she like 33. Now, it get really, really hard on that bitch. But that ain't the bomb. Let that bitch be like this bitch I got, damn near 60. Can't talk to a nigga about shit that matters. Got way more to offer than pussy. Got shit that motherfucker thinks And then, hey, baby, look, you know, you either believe in me or not, and that needs correct. And she gonna correct it. Man, I got a lawyer. And this lawyer is specifically for the case they gonna try to give me when I kill this bitch. Because my dick gonna be so good to this motherfucker, she gonna die. And then they gonna say, oh, you was a pimp, nigga, and you tried to do, man, I didn't try to do nothing but fuck the shit out of her. You're lying. Now, I'll go to the pen for the rest of my life for that one. What can I say, motherfucker? I did, you know, wanna fuck the shit out of her. Well, I didn't know fucking the shit out of her was gonna kill her. Then my lawyer gonna say, fucking the shit out of her didn't kill her. Believing in the game, her being down, like down and dirty, and getting the shit fucked out of her, did this. Fuck all you motherfuckers. You gotta dedicate yourself to this game. If you don't, you can't think like this. You know, you got too much structure in your thoughts. Man, this game is unstructured because you don't know what the fuck gonna happen and when it's gonna happen. So how you gonna structure that? Real motherfucker now, because I'm not kicking with my bra before she go wherever the fuck she show up on that shit. Because I got game. I ain't claiming nothing. I show it in everything I do. My partner Tay, I tell you that fucking bitch that nigga got, he had 40... He had 40 years ago, I don't know, he passed on her X amount of time. And then like 30 or 40 or whatever more years went by. And the bitch never forgot him. Man, come on, you stupid motherfuckers. What is gay? What is it? It's putting it down to where what you put down is going to benefit you financially, mentally, and actually physically. If the shit you putting down ain't involved in all that, you ain't got no fucking game. Now, of course, my nigga did that shit. And I had to at least show myself, well, I'm talking shit, I'm bragging. I didn't try to show myself shit, but I know I'm fucking with a 40-year-old motherfucker that I fucked with when they was 17 or 18 or whatever the year. And they damn near 60 now. So I'm saying you can believe me or you can believe Tay. Or you can believe this bitch, I'm sure, letting you kick it with. This goddamn game is real. If you put it down proper, you know, be true to the game, the game gonna be true to you. You know, you gotta believe in it. And we did, she did. Why would she be fucking with me all this time later? That bitch got all them skills she got. Why she fucking with me? Cause at one time I needed her to have all them skills. Right now it just compliments what I like about that motherfucker. I ain't stupid. I break shit down to where I can see what I'm doing. No matter what you motherfuckers think, you cannot reinvent the wheel. If you ever want success at being the motherfucker you claim, the motherfucker you claim you are, you gotta decide if you really want to be that or not. Because some of you motherfuckers claim in the shit and don't really want to be it. You must be brave enough to forsake any other definition of man than your own, or else you are no more than a glorified motherfucking hustler. Now, if you are, you know, a motherfucker who appreciates the finer things in life, then if you a motherfucker that appreciates the finer things in life, you might understand what I'm about to say. Now, this fine-ass motherfucker was with me, or just, you know, come into my life again. And last night I took this motherfucker out with a fine motherfucking man. And I took him out to listen to some jazz. And I actually got to shake them motherfuckers' hands. You know, I'm, you know, they seen and recognized like I did. They was bomb. And they seen something about me. But when it comes to drummers, Alphonse Mouzon has always been the best jazz drummer to me. Not that he's better than any jazz drummer in history, but the music he always played or provided the beat for was my type of music. Now, I used to listen to that motherfucker in my youth, but I wasn't really up on the licks, the drum licks he was hitting as I am now. But that drummer last night was dope. And after me and we listening to the shit and my woman swooning me and shit, I'm telling you, it ended up being one of the best nights of my life as far as listening to some jazz. Now, afterwards, on the way home, I began thinking about my new year. And I had to smile. There is no question a man like me can't handle. Now, Sheila G, I really think I can say that for her, but I'm going to wait until I make my whatever decision on that. Because I got to hear a couple of more shows. I ain't finna get caught up in no shit because I like the bitch. But about her show, I'm be real. And I can't make no motherfucking, I can't call it right now. So what I'm saying is, any and everything on your mind will be honestly addressed by she or, you already know it's going to be honestly addressed by me. And I hate to admit it. But I'm going to, well, not I. Well, me too. She's going to be addressing you motherfucking squares that are pretending to be there. And she may or may not, I don't know, but she may not be able to see you full of shit. Now, if she on my shit and I hear it, I'm interrupting. But on her shit, I ain't going to interrupt her. You know, if you want to go for it, motherfucker. Just because you're hearing two things, you can't choose which one you want to go for. I'm not saying choose who you like. I'm saying choose which one matters to you the most. I think Real Talk with Rosebud is what, you know, that's where to be. But her channel is, you know, something to do with a real bitch. I forget the name, but it might be where your bitch need to be. Don't get caught up and be stupid. I'm not saying listening to her is stupid. I'm saying because you can pour your heart out and that motherfucker gonna entertain whatever the fuck you talking about, don't get his shit twisted. This motherfucker is real. She's just got a different style than me. I don't listen to that shit. Man, I wish I would listen to why you wanted to get run over. If you felt you wanted to stand in the middle of the highway and get ran over, I don't give a fuck why you want to do it. Now, she might. She might ask you why you did it or why you thought you needed to do it or whatever the fuck. I do not care why you did it. I just don't want you to influence me in no way. I don't want a motherfucker getting ran over. People don't really understand. You know, they don't understand this country. Racism has never left. This country lied to everyone world over, but mostly to itself about racism. This country pretends to be progressive. I mean, when it comes to any social issue, they pretend to be progressive. Homosexuality, racism, sexism, you know, any of the phobias that, you know, we experience in this country is because we all have accepted the lies that we tell ourselves. Now, you probably never, I mean, you may have, but you probably never really thought of this the way I'm asking. Have you ever thought of why a gay person would be a racist? Well, whether you know it or not, gay motherfuckers are some of the most racist people I've seen. They lie to themselves. White people lie to themselves. And they always lying about whatever they thought equality was. All the way up until Barack was elected. That's when whoever didn't, you know, think a nigga running the country was cool, whoever didn't think a black man was elected to the presidency, they started silently fuming because they were pretending to be progressive. I'm pro, yeah, a black man, a gay person, any motherfucker that they're elected, you know, through a democratic system. Yeah, but if you remember, one of the first things Mitch McConnell said, and it was calling camera, we're not letting him get anything he wants through. Then, after going through all that for his term, the motherfucker won again. Now, these fake-ass motherfuckers. These fake-ass people are now verbally, they're verbalizing, get that motherfucker out of office. And when he finally did leave office, that's when payback started. When he left, white people were dismayed. And them motherfuckers weren't dismayed about him leaving. They was dismayed about what the fuck they was gonna do since this nigga had pissed them off so motherfucking much. And they started paying attention. Oh shit, that's the wrong one. They started paying attention, you know, to Trump. Trump. Because Trump was saying a whole bunch of shit. They thought and believed, but they were afraid to say it. So soon they realized that this motherfucker is doing some shit that I can support without being on Front Street. So this was their golden opportunity to reclaim their so-called superiority. And they use Trump to revitalize their zest or zeal or idiotic fucking belief in their supremacy bullshit. Now, they know it's not true. This is why none of them motherfuckers care that that motherfucking Trump told 30,000 provable lies that was proven. And none of the supporters believed any of the proof. And what I think is most disgusting about these motherfuckers is when they asked about evidence not being shown. There's no evidence of it. Oh, it can't be because there's no evidence. It can't be because this motherfucker is not providing the, he's doing everything that if you did, you could go to jail for. It's that they don't have any evidence to provide. You guys are stupid. What I'm saying is they don't think shit. Oh, goddamn, why don't you go into that computer? They don't think shit about Trump preventing any document, any person that could have firsthand information. He's preventing them from testifying. You motherfuckers that believe that shit don't think nothing is wrong with him screaming out that there's no evidence when they ask for any document. And he know he makes them refuse, especially when it's president. Only a man who knows he's talking to goddamn fools would say, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your ears. Believe me, and you'll be all right. You motherfuckers would act like I'm exaggerating. That's what Trump said. You'll feel it. Just like I'm feeling it. Just live long enough to compare today with yesterday. The fucking shit that you guys accept, the comparisons that you make now, is like PS4 and Xbox. Have you ever thought you'd live long enough to see real, I'm talking about real changes in the world? At one time, motherfucker couldn't vote. Now, I heard of that time, but I damn sure didn't experience it. My parents did. You know, getting that right was a big thing to them. And I can remember personally in the 60s and in the 70s when they was talking about making a man a woman, which was in the way far-fetched future. We used to think people was crazy. But have you ever thought about what we are accepting now? In 2022, and some of you motherfuckers was in full lockdown mode New Year's 2000 because you believed the computers was going to crash and shit was going to go haywire because of whatever the 2000 change. Now, what do you think 20 years from now you're going to be having to deal with? I pity the fool who don't think ahead. Sidewalk University is waiting for your motherfucking ass to wake up and get the tools that's going to allow you to live in the future right motherfucking now. Man, I love this shit. And I had to, revisit this conversation. Because there's confessions of a 20-year-old, there's confessions of a 30-year-old, all up to a 70-year-old. But confessions of a 70-year-old man. Think about this. It took me this long to admit to you motherfuckers. But it took this long for 69 years to go back. When I was born, there was a little tablet that mysteriously appeared in my crib. Now this tablet, even though I couldn't read it, went with me all through my toddler years and on into my preschool and elementary school years. Now once I was really old enough to read and understand this tablet, a bell went off in my head, and I fucking have kept that epiphany alive ever since. Now, this epiphany was something inscribed in this motherfucking tablet. Young man, you will live an extravagant life filled with the luxuries and activities only reserved for a few. Young man, you will also leave all of that behind because you have a greater calling. And those luxuries were only a pittance to the luxury you will experience if you follow through with this task. You have been chosen to be the Pied Piper for the Lost Men of the Year 2016. You will not realize this is passed to you until the last day of your 68th year of life. And you will have until the end of 2020 to prepare. You see, fellas, I'm a genuine motherfucker. And I've been sent to earth to help men see that the mentality, the man or the manhood mentality is the mentality all earth men should have. That's just all it is to it. It's a good thing to be confident because I don't worry about what I would do when I get some real money. I can honestly say I'll do the same things I'm doing right now. Now, I might be doing them on a bigger level, but I'll be doing the same exact things I'm doing now. I can say without a doubt that because I am confident if I had $8,000 this morning and I came home with $100 tonight and no receipts, I wouldn't trip because I know I spent my money wisely. And just in case, I spent it all on my motherfucking company's car. That way, any questions, even if I don't have a receipt, my statement has me covered. And I'm not giving in any limits this year. I'm using every detail and I'm expounding on it. Every time I think of something restricting, some kind of restricting shit, I'm turning it into some unrestricted shit. I'm turning to the unrestricted page of it. Because I believe I control me. You should believe you control you. You know, I'm winding down from a fantastic year. I brought the year in with a flair suitable for someone of my stature in life. And as I think about what I learned from some of the experiences this past year, I realized a few things. And one of them is I realize it only takes one heart. It only takes one heart to keep you alive, but it takes two hearts for any one person to really live. Now, when you're young and fancy free, having someone that knows and understands you don't really hold much importance, especially as much importance as it will when you get older. And I realized this year that you really will have a more beautiful, a more fruitful life if there's people around who promote the ideas of chance and success. My woman and my daughter know there will be no success if we don't take a chance to earn it. Another thing I realized is how afraid most motherfuckers are of thinking. The average American will let other people, some other person, who they have never met, they'll let them explain something that's intricate to their lives. And they'll go for it. Now, the problem with that is too many motherfucking people today will take particular information and use it against you. I have started the year out recognizing my path that I have developed for me. This path is only for me. But the road to get to it is for any motherfucker that's down and dirty to get to that road. Then you'll find that there's an individual path for you to your success. Now, I found mine. But this year, if you haven't already done the same, you need to find yours. God damn it, I'm smoking this weed. Hold on. There's no question that a man like me can handle any question you have, any situation that comes around, because I'm prepared. Any fucking and everything on your mind will be honestly addressed. Oh, Sheila G or me. But I'm telling you, Sheila G, you need to have your women on there. I hate to admit it, but I'll even be addressing some of that square shit you motherfuckers be asking. We'll talk with Rosebud is where you need to be. And, you know, people don't really understand. But let me light a bigger joint. You guys, you know, I ain't drinking, so I guess I'm smoking my weed. But you do see I had this motherfucker rolled ready, cocked and ready to be fired up. See, racism never left this country. But this country has, you know, lied to everyone the world over. But mostly to itself. You know, the country that pretends a lot of shit. Homosexuality, sexism, all kind of shit. It pretends that this shit ain't shit. It pretends that it's just a phobia that some of us have. And we all accept that bullshit when we know it's much more than a phobia. Have you ever thought of why a gay person would be racist? Gay motherfuckers are some of the most racist goddamn people I've ever seen. They've lied to themselves all the way up until Barack was elected. The gay people, the white people, the independent people, that's when whoever didn't think when Barack was, you know, elected, is when whoever didn't think it was cool that a black man was elected to the presidency, they started silently fuming. And they could not wait till that nigga got out of office. And the fucking Republicans, if you remember the first thing Mitch McConnell said was, we're not letting him get shit. Oh, he didn't say shit. Well, we're not letting him get anything passed. And he said that like he was saying, that nigga ain't getting nothing going on. And then you just have to remember, they was on camera. They was caught. Now, then, after they did all that racist shit his first 4 years, then that motherfucker was elected to the second 4 years. Now these fake-ass white people were screaming, get that motherfucker out of office. And when he finally left office, that's when the payback started, fellas. When he left, white people were dismayed until Trump started his racist bullshit. The racist bullshit had already been secretly going on in the party, but it wasn't on Front Street like Trump brought it. And when he did it, then all the other motherfuckers who Barack and pissed off, they started paying attention to Trump. And soon they realized this was their golden opportunity to reclaim their so-called superiority. And all in Peckinwoods, the Republicans, the independents, and some Democrats too. That motherfucker Manchin or whatever his name is, he's really about Trump. They use Trump to revitalize their zest for supremacy. They know it's not true. This is why none of them care that Trump has told over 30,000 lies. Proven false statement that he's made. And none of his supporters even believe that the motherfucker made that many lies, told that many lies. So what I think is the most disgusting about them motherfuckers is when you ask them about evidence not being shown. No, excuse me, is when they ask about evidence not being shown. There's no, well, how the fuck are you going to get some evidence when Trump is preventing any document, any person with any firsthand knowledge, any motherfucker from testifying? He's preventing it. And they don't think shit about it. They don't think nothing is wrong with this motherfucker screaming that there's no evidence. And in everybody's face, making sure any potential evidence cannot be seen. If you got, you know, only a man who really knows he's dealing with damn fools would say, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your fucking ears. Just believe me. And you'll be okay. I'm sure you feel it just like I feel it, man. That got to be some bullshit. You guys just live long enough to compare today with yesterday. And you'll see the comparisons that you make now are going to be like PS4 and Xbox. I don't know the difference, but there is. Have you ever thought you'd actually live long enough to see real fucking change? I'm talking about real change? At one time, we couldn't vote. You know, I heard of that shit. But I damn sure didn't experience it. My parents did. And you know, getting that right to vote was a big thing to them. I can remember in the 60s and 70s, you know, when they were talking about making a man a woman, which was like really, 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 really signifying the future. Well, have you thought about what we're accepting now? You certainly know there's a such thing. You may not know one, but you wouldn't be surprised if he was talking to one. We in 2022, and some of you motherfuckers, you know, back 2-3 years ago was in full lockdown mode. No, not 2 or 3. Back in the year 2000, you was in the year, you was in lockdown mode because that year you believed the computers was going to crash and shit was going to go haywire. Now, 20 years from now, what the fuck do you think you're going to be thinking? I just pity the fool. No, I pity the fool that don't think ahead. Sidewalk University is waiting for you guys. Sidewalk University is waiting for you to want to wake up and get fit so that, you know, your fitness is going to allow you to live in the future. Because if you're not fit, you're failing. You want to live in the future or be prepared right now. I'm just saying, fellas. Understand this shit. 69-year-old motherfucker, I know it took me this long, you know, to admit shit, but fuck. So what? I'm here, and I'm here to admit it. When I was born, I told you about that tablet. I told you about it. Look, this is what I'm going to do right now. I've actually had a wonderful time. But I want to know. Nobody called in, and I don't care. But I really would like to know right quick how, oh, fuck, I never did post that. I wrote that to post on Jump Street, and I didn't, but I'm posting it now. I really want to know what y'all thought of Sheila G. I want to know. I'm going to give y'all 5 minutes. Come on, somebody. While I read this shit, I'm going to see what y'all thought. Oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Okay. Pragmatic. Tricking is tricking. It ain't no in between. Now, pragmatic, why don't you tell me what tricking is? Why don't you do that? Because unless you know what tricking is, you can't fucking make that statement. And unless what you know the tricking, that tricking is, provides information for you to stand on about what it is, you can't make that statement. So I'm absolutely 100% sure that your pragmatic ass ain't gonna come on here and say shit. Cause you a bitch. Yes, pragmatic. I said it. You a bitch, and you ain't gonna come on and back that goddamn statement up. You just gonna say it. Why? Because we on the computer and you can fake the funk. Unless you want to be real, motherfucking punk. Pragmatic, you punk motherfucker. Okay, I don't know what y'all talking about Kenny Red for, but go ahead. That's on y'all with that stupid shit. Mark P. said, you can ask Rosebud, bitch ass. He know. Now, I don't know what I'm supposed to know. But y'all can say, y'all chopping niggas up over here, huh? Mark is probably that English bitch. Oh, you think he one of them frauds, okay. Or she, whoever. Mark P. Pragmatic. How you know them guys? Oh, my God. Good morning, whatever you got, you motherfuckers. This country was built for white people, not everybody, whatever. Brian Renard Bud, now that I have my own identity, percent, I feel complete when I'm by myself. I'm complete when I'm going to check. This is normal. Brian Renard Davis, I don't answer shit like that because you lying. And I know you lying, and you ain't gonna say shit about to prove that you ain't. So fuck it. Okay, Trish Ningistus, whatever that is, three times great. He says, New Year's doesn't begin for 2 more months. What are you saying that for, man? Because if you believe that, then you should wait 2 more months for New Year's. Because I don't believe in goddamn shit. And there's nothing you're going to tell me about the Mayas or whoever the fuck you're going to tell me about. Fucking going to make me believe it. You fucking stupid ass motherfucker. I think you motherfuckers are stupid when you say shit like that. Going to believe some goddamn shit you read. And it's what you believe. When every other motherfucker... any kind of New Year's deal, I bet you get in on January the 1st if you live in the U.S. Big game, baby. It's another big game for you guys. Shit. Okay, look, every time I get to the bottom, it jumps up again. Oh, I guess there'd be more motherfuckers. But, nah, man, I ain't gonna keep reading that shit. You guys kicking bullshit. You guys kicking bullshit. And if you really want to believe it, you can believe all the shit you got, especially that fucking New Year's shit. But you can believe anything that's on here because that's what this fucking internet is about. Everybody got an opinion, just like everybody got assholes. But everybody don't realize shit come out of them fucking assholes. Real shit. This shit is some fucking bullshit. All right, motherfuckers, I'm gone. call 916 up here finally. What's up?
What's up, bud?
No, oh, that's Juan. Come on, Juan. I don't really want to talk to you because you're going to stay positive as shit.
You know me. The shit was good, man. Even when she first came, I sent some good stuff, and I think she's going to be real and tell the truth with facts, not just talking out her ass like all these other YouTube people. And you made a good choice. I look forward to hearing it.
Is that actually true?
I don't know. Well, let me back up. I don't think she's – let me back up. She's not cool. She's excellent.
Hey, I appreciate that, Warren.
Yep, 347, you got it. How you doing, bud?
You too. 347, what's up?
Hey, Happy New Year's, Rose.
Same to you, bro.
Hey, man, I got a question. How you deal with these hating-ass motherfuckers in the comments and shit? That's all I want to ask. How you deal with that?
How do I deal with the haters in the comments?
Or just haters in general?
I don't deal with them, man. If you don't have no haters, man, you ain't doing shit. I love them. You gotta have haters, man. If you think you're doing something big and you ain't hearing shit about it, that shit ain't nothing. But if you think you're doing something big and this motherfucker like it and this motherfucker hate it, but the motherfucker that hate it just hate it because he hate it. The motherfucker that like it, he like it because of what it's going to bring. See, that's a whole different thing. You feel me?
Yeah, so you don't let that shit get to you.
Not at all, man. What gets to me is when ain't nobody hating. See how much I talk about haters. Come on, man. You got to see that shit. Hey, I got another call. Hey, you fucking London bitch-ass motherfucker. I'm finna get you just to make, and if you ain't him, I'm sorry. But I'm sure you are that motherfucker. What's up, private number?
Yo. Young blood. Are you condoning friction, young blood? What's up?
Hey, he's that guy, so I got him off. Hey, you guys. I'll see y'all. I already signed off on StreamYard. I was on StreamYard reading all this shit. I didn't see you guys that actually called in. But I'm going on this now.